can almost taste it already. I cannot wait until he gets back. My stomach moans for sweet, juicy corn. Yet I also fear for Keem's safety. We have already lost Pa and Cave. I do not want to bury another member of our family. It is getting late, and Keem is not back yet. What could take him so long? I look at Ma, who is holding on to Gek for comfort. Chu sits by herself in the corner of the room, staring out into her own world. Gods, this cannot happen to me again. If you let my brother die, I will never forgive you. You can just go to hell, for I know there are no gods in the world now, I scream to the spirits in my mind. As if answering my call, Keem suddenly climbs into our hut. He is smiling and carrying two bags of fresh corn. I rush up to him and help him carry them into the house. Seeing Keem, Ma smiles and puts Gek down so that she can greet him. What happened? You took so long, we were worried to death, Ma says, as she ushers him in with her arm around his shoulders. Ma, it is so easy. I never knew stealing could be so easy. There is so much corn, and no one can guard all the fields at once. I must have eaten at least 5 ears raw. As Keem begins to tell Ma what he did, I edge myself closer and closer to the bags of corn. My nose inhales the aroma, and my eyes fixate on the yellow ears. I cannot wait to sink my teeth into it. Can I go with him next time, Ma? I am getting greedier and greedier with the thought that two of us can bring home more corn than Keem can by himself. No, you are not to go with him, and that is final. With those words, Ma goes outside to cook our corn on a fire we started earlier in the evening. She digs a hole for the corn under the fire and spreads the fire over the makeshift stove. With Pa and many of the fathers in the village gone, the soldiers patrol our huts less and less, so it is relatively safe. For the next couple of weeks, Keem continues to steal corn for us whenever we run out. Each time he leaves, we wait with fear and guilt for his return. Each night, it seems to take him longer and longer. Keem slings two empty bags over his shoulders and climbs down the steps of the hut. His knees buckle when he reaches the ground. Quickly, he straightens himself before anyone notices. He knows Ma and the girls are depending on him, so he has to be very strong for them. There is no need to make them any more frightened than they already are by letting us know how scared he really is.